right from the beginning, we were worried. Disabled people need this rail, the tracks are there. And at the moment, the buses, a 64 bus that runs from Galway up to Derry, that's not accessible. We've been promised it will be made accessible. At the moment, you can book a bus 24 hours in advance and it'll take seats out, which is great. But if you happen to live not in Sligo Town or Galway, you can't get on in any of the towns down the way because the bus stops are not compatible with the buses. So bus transport is a problem for our group, and they're not great for guide dogs either. So what we need is rail. What disabled people are doing is getting on a train in Sligo, going into Dublin, hopping on a Lewis, changing stations, and then going out to Galway. And that, of course, is going to take six hours or more, because that's the accessible way to do it. So we're looking at the tracks. We're hearing that it's coming up as far as Claremorris, and we're saying we need train on that track. We need our people to be able to get on a train in Sligo and get themselves to Galway. There's been some talk about, oh, but they'll have to change trains in Athenry, was it? And it's like, that is a lot easier than going all the way to Dublin, getting on a Lewis, and going all the way to Galway from there. So, yeah, we're basically saying we need this rail. We can't be covering it up with the bike track. But when the consultation first started, we were saying, great idea, wonderful to have a bike track. Can you just keep it off the rail? But that's not what's happened, and we've come to phase three of the consultation, and the only proposal on the table is where the track is.
And do you feel like, Pippa, that, you know, it almost feels like, so the Greenway is something that we're believing is something that's going to benefit everyone. That's kind of the advertisement that's really going for it. That's going to add so much. But people with disabilities, they're somewhat being disregarded in this sense, as you're saying that absolutely you think it's a fantastic idea, but not at the expense of the railway, because that is absolutely crucial for transport and for moving and for accessibility.
Yeah, absolutely. I was there at the consultation with both of our co-treasurers. And Aisling just sat there and looked at them and said, how am I going to get to this Greenway? Like, how is it going to benefit me as a wheelchair user at all? Because there's no public transport support. And you're prioritising, as the Sustainable Development Goal Forum in Dublin recently said, you're prioritising an amenity over a facility, and we need that facility.